Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. LeBron, there's a broader point to this, but have you seen a double team in this series, or have you seen many in the playoffs this year?
I've seen everything. I've seen a lot, and best thing about it, my teammates are read and react, and either giving me space or giving me outlets for them, for me to make a pass to them. So, you know, tonight was another example of that.
The bigger point is we've talked so much about how well the two guys with you have been playing in this postseason, but their level of play, does it make it more difficult to deal with you then? Does it give you more room to do different things when they're playing as well as they are?
Well, I mean, it's always difficult to deal with me. You know, and I think it adds even more when you have two all-stars with you. Two guys that command, you know, multiple eyes, you know, any possession, you know, and they're so in such a great rhythm right now. I've been able just to, you know, pick my spots and, you know, do other things to help us try to win ball games while those guys take the load. And, you know, tonight was an example of them, you know, giving me a little bit more space, and I just tried to, you know, make some plays.
Kenny Roeder, WHBC Radio. Kyrie, for you, you continue to lead this team in scoring, but also you look over and see Kyle Lowry and 4 of 14 again tonight. The all-around game you're playing, is this because we're seeing a 100% finally healthy Kyrie Irving?
Well, this is this is the highest level of basketball that I've been waiting to play for a while. You know, use the regular season to get back in great shape and have a great rhythm coming into the playoffs, and you know, I just was continuing to prepare for these moments that we're in now. And you know, I think we echo it between one another, but living in the moment and being prepared for it is you know, echoes in the same sentence for me. Is just want to come out and play well for my teammates, and it starts with our preparation on off days and shoot around. And I just think we just do a great job of having each other's backs, and it just makes our jobs a lot easier out there. We know what to expect. But this is high-intensity basketball that we've all been waiting for, and all to be healthy at the same time and doing whatever it takes to win. This is what we want to be a part of and what we've been waiting for. So we missed out on our chance last year, and I think that we're relishing in the moment, and we just want to continue that going forward.
Dave McMenamin, ESPN. LeBron, you guys are 10-0 in the playoffs, but the regular season ended April 13th. Today's May 20th. It's a lot of time over the course of those games. Does it feel like a streak because of the nature of the time that's been passed? And if it's not a streak, then what does it take to really sustain that level because of the, you know, length in between series?
No, I don't think it feels like a streak. I think it feels like, you know, we won one game. We won the next game, and how do we prepare and be better the following game? We've taken one step at a time. We haven't overlooked any steps along this process thus far, and I think that's part of the reason why we're in this position today. We have to be much better, obviously, in game three, going into a very hostile environment. You know, going in there where they're extremely loud, they play well, they play faster. But we've enjoyed the process to this point, and you know, once we got to it, we were trying to take care of business. And then once it's over, we want to learn from that instance and then move on to see how we can get better the next time.
Ken Berger from CBS Sports. LeBron, last postseason, you averaged 42 minutes. In the finals, it was even more. And I remember there's one game in the finals when these two guys sitting next to you were both injured. It took you an awfully long time to walk into the press conference after the load that you were carrying. In terms of how your body feels and your energy levels, is this the best you've felt at this stage of a postseason during this six-year run you've had, and what do you attribute it to?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, obviously, last year, there was no excuses even with these two guys out. And, you know, for me personally and the rest of the guys, we gave it everything that we had. So I didn't feel sorry for myself. Didn't feel sorry for any of my teammates. We didn't feel sorry for nothing because we gave everything we had. So, you know, as far as my body, I've been telling you guys all year, this is the best I've felt in a while. And, you know, I've been able to do things, you know, outside of the game that kind of helped me. And then when I get to the game, obviously you have two guys like this to help you. So, you know, it takes a lot of everything off of you. You know, when you have, you know, two all-stars that can, you know, do great things.
LeBron, Mark Schwartz, ESPN, to follow up on Kent's question, you do seem to be playing at a different gear sometimes than everybody else on the floor. You look so fresh, and I'm wondering if, you know, the things that you did during the break, you know, as you put it, I'm not resting during the break. What effect are you seeing of the work you put in during the break to the kind of energy that you have in these games?
Well, I think it's a collective, you know, workload that we all put on each other throughout the break. You know, like I said, Coach Lou gave us one day off, and that was the game after the Sunday game in Atlanta, I believe. We got Monday off, and from that point on, we all worked together just to mentally prepare our bodies, physically prepare our bodies, waiting around to see who we're going to face in the next round. But we just stayed on top of each other, trying to understand, and how can we learn from, you know, the Detroit series when we swept, you know, to the next round. So we've all put in our individual works when we're not, you know, at our practice facility. And then when we all get together, we just combine that all and just try to make the most of it.
LeBron, Ohm Youngs of ESPN.com. You have great respect for a lot of the legends that have come before you. What did it mean tonight to pass Shaq on the all-time scoring list for the postseason? And also, you ran into Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I was wondering how that talk with Kareem went.
I heard everything you said. First of all, I mean, for me, being in a position where it just always takes me back to my childhood and watching so many of the greats play the game of basketball and saying that I wish I could be a part of that, or at times saying there's no way I can be a part of such a great league. There's no way. Just the statistics doesn't look right for me as an African-American kid growing up in inner city. So, you know, I played both sides of the fences as a kid growing up. And to be in this position today where, you know, I see my name linked to a lot of the greats that played this game and paved the way for myself and Kyrie and Kev, it means a lot. It's very humbling. It's an opportunity for my family to be proud, for my fans to be proud. So that's a lot of respect with that. I was actually, to your second question, was jogging into the locker room like we usually do off the floor. And obviously I saw a legend outside of our locker room, and I slowed my pace up drastically just to embrace a legend being in our building, watching us play. But what he did for the game, the championship runs that he had with the Showtime Lakers, and you know, him being an all-time leading scorer in NBA history, and so on and so on and so on. So it's just respect. When you see a guy like that, and you put him in the class with, like, you know Jim Brown and, you know, Muhammad Ali and Oscar Robertson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, those guys all laying that same thing, Bill Russell. So it was a pretty cool moment.
Jason Lodak, Mega Journal. Kevin, your shoulder, I don't know if you took a hit on it.
You're a good guy, by the way. You're a good guy. You're a good guy. You're a good guy, Jason.
Appreciate that. Did it look like you took a shot on your shoulder at some point? I don't know if you were trying to shake it out, or I assume you're fine, but just walk through what happened there.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't really know what else to say. These guys are giving me a hard time. No, I feel healthy. Feel good.
Elaborate.
I just what?
Elaborate.
Elaborate?
Yeah, elaborate.
I went into a pick and roll with Shump. Shump passed me the ball. I went up, got fouled, got a little stinger, knocked down my free throws. I feel fine. I'm good. Thanks.
Jared Greenberg, Turner Sports. Hey, Kevin. Hi. I know you've played on a lot of great teams, international teams as well, but when you get up and are dominating like the way you have been these last couple of games and really all the playoffs, can you sense a deflating feeling in the opponent?
Not really. I mean, I feel like, you know, anything can happen in the playoffs, as you saw last year. You know, you have to have a little bit of luck on your side in some ways. Knowing that it could be taken away from you at any moment. You know, you saw that last year, game four of the quarterfinals against Boston. I went down, Kyrie went down in game one. We had a few guys that were a little roughed up throughout, played through some minor injuries and, you know, played well. But, no, it's just, you know, I just want to continue to be in a great rhythm, you know, not think about that too much and go out there and, you know, it's not our job to think about, you know, what they're you know, their mindset is we want to come out and we want to dominate every single game.
Hayden Grove, scout.com. Kevin, has it dawned upon you that you guys haven't, that's three in a row, you guys haven't lost together as a healthy unit? I mean, is that something you've ever thought about, the fact that, you know, going back to last year, you guys haven't lost a single game with you guys in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's been well documented, but as Bron said, after last game, we're not here to just win nine games. Now it being 10, you know, we want to take it to the top. So that's not necessarily something that we're thinking about. We just want to take it game by game and continue to play well. So you know, we got another tough game, tough environment coming up in Toronto, and we can get to another level and play better.
There were some Canadians on social media that were kind of hoping that you guys would get stopped at the border on your way to Canada. Number one, are your passports up to date? And number two, what are you guys expecting from the Canadian fans?
We're good. We got Tristan on our team. We don't need him. We got Tristan.
Tom Withers, Associated Press. Bron, what has Ty Lue done best, and what has he meant most to this team?
I just think it's just the even keel mentality that he has. He's always preaching next play. Just always next play. We come to a timeout, no matter what's going on in the game, he just continues to breed confidence and talk confidence into us. The unit that's on the floor, the unit that's off the floor. Just a sense of calmness. You know, the game is so fast. The possessions come so fast. There's a lot of things going on in between the game. And, you know, when you come to a timeout or whatever, you know, before the game or at halftime, it's just a sense of calmness. So, you know, T-Lou's been great for us as the captain of this ship. And us as the, you know, the soldiers or the whatever you want to tell us or call us on the boat, we're just trying to follow his lead and execute it the right way.
Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. Kyrie, for you, it seems like the first two games have been played at your guys' pace. Do you agree with that? And how important do you feel like pace is?
My bad. Can you repeat that? I couldn't see. Okay.
The pace so far in the first two games seems like it's been played at your guys' style. How important is that, and how much of a responsibility do you hold to make sure that it stays that way?
Oh, it's vital. It's just being echoed before the game, during the game, you know, even after the game, just that pace that we want to play at is just a different level. And we want kind of the Raptors to play our style of play. And whether that be in the half court, you know, hard screens, being physical offensively and defensively, when we're getting out running, it starts with our defense. And, you know, myself or Bron are pushing in the break, or you even saw Kevin pushing it one time. And it's just really fun to play that way when you're getting stops, and that's where it starts, and that's our staple. You know, that's where we want to make our mark on the defensive end. And once we settled into tonight's game, it just made it a lot easier on ourselves getting out in transition. And we didn't necessarily get up a lot of threes in transition, but, you know, we stayed in the paint. We just want to continue with that pace, and these guys do a great job of, you know, coming in at halftime and telling me to keep up the pace and continue to hammer home.
Also for Kyrie, what happened early on with Biombo? It seemed like he threw an elbow at you, and then, you know, the game did seem just tense and chippy early, and things kind of mellowed. Was there any particular mellowing factor?
No, just emotions high, running high, intense game. You know, my team has my back, and I'm pretty sure those guys have their back. So, and, you know, it's part of the game. It's part of the playoffs. We're in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, I expect nothing less, but you know, I'm never going to back down to anyone. I know my teammates echo the same thing, and they have the same attitude. Doesn't matter who it is. We're going to have each other's backs. We're going to rock. So,